With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is July 14th. How about that? It is Bastille Day. Happy Bastille Day, Mark. I know you are a Francophile, so how are you going to be celebrating this day? You're going to have some French wine? Are you going to have some French food? Mark's son loves French fries. All right. Well, I think I'm going to have a little, I'm going to go out for bistro fare tonight. That's what I'm going to try to do. So that'll be my, that's going to be my big celebration. And I don't care how you're celebrating, but I hope you're celebrating in some way. It's kind of a fun thing. And if not, no big deal. Maybe you should celebrate the day by thinking about the financial concern that's on your mind that we can help alleviate. That's what we do here. We try to kind of coach you along, make the next best decision for you. And the way we do that is by getting you to send us those questions via email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or you can just go on the website, jillonmoney.com, hit the contact button, we'll get your message. So that's what John did, and he is on the line from the Bay Area. Hey, John, welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Jill and Mark. Thank you for taking my call this morning. You know, I'm 60-ish years old, and I've got friends all around me who have retired. I've worked with people who are dropping like flies out of the job market. And
don't say dropping like flies. You get scary to use these days, right?
They are getting out. Yes, I hear you.
You too would like to drop like a fly?
Yes, I want to. I want to get out and travel. I love traveling. Mm-hmm. I've traveled a good amount, and I would like to do a lot more of it. I'm itching to go.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's see if you can make. Let's see if you can make your dream a reality.
All right. So let's see. I'm working. I've got a government position I've worked at for 35 years now. I'm divorced. I've got some monthly alimony that I pay for that. I've got an adult child. He's 26, independent on his own. I own some investment property, which supplies or helps me with my income. I say salary, $13,500 a month. And I got a pension that I'm collecting. That's about $2,100, a little over $2,100 a month. And some rental income. I gross $18,500 a month from that.
Gross. What do you think you net on that?
A little over, right around $7,100 monthly.
That's pretty good. From the rental property alone?
Yes.
Wow. What kind of property is this?
Yeah, I own six properties total. Two of them are fourplexes and four of them are single family residents.
Wow. When you retire from your government job, like if you were to retire right now, what would the pension be?
I'm collecting a pension right now because the place that I worked previously, they've lost a contract. So I get a pension from them. That's $2,164 a month. I don't have a pension with the new management company. I have a 401k with them.
If you were to say, I'm out of here now, you would not get a pension from the current job.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about what you've saved.
So in a traditional 401k, 403b, 457, I've got $1,050,000.
I like that. Okay, keep going. Non-retirement?
Non-retirement, I've got like $60,000 in just a like checking account, savings account, which is kind of my cash cushion.
What about your primary residence?
I just refinanced like all of my properties. So right now my current residence is worth $1,300,000.
$1,300,000. And what's outstanding on the mortgage?
Mortgage is $348,000.
Hmm. Okay. So you got plenty of equity in there. If you look at like your spending right now, based on not travel, but like your bills, your mortgage, and don't include the rental property stuff, right? Because I know that we already did the rental property numbers where I'm just going to make it nice and easy, $7,000 a month net, right? But what do you think you need to live on?
Well, I can tell you, I use Mint, so I track like all my numbers. And
of course you do.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I'm positive net cash flow from all my income minus all my liabilities. I'm positive cash flow about $9,000 a month.
From your current job, you get $13,500 a month. Without your $13,500, you'd be break even. You could live on the $2,100 and the rental, right?
Right. So okay. That's my concern.
Go Why? Ahead. What's your concern?
Well, because if I'm going to retire, if I'm going to leave my job and that income won't be coming in that anymore, that reduces my cash flow, my monthly cash flow, quite a bit.
It's a shocking thing. When you don't work, you don't have as much money coming in. Isn't that unbelievable?
I know.
Yeah, but you know what? So what? Like, I mean, you really want to do, you're going to have to take a leap of faith one way or the other.
Yeah.
Here's some ideas. So you just refinance everything. You're not selling your primary. You're not doing anything like that, right?
Correct.
I think that it's fine. You probably can do it. It's very easy for you. How do I live on $9,000 a month? That's it. Or $9,200 a month. You know, because maybe you can do that. Maybe you can actually say like, hey, you know what? I pay my bills very easily and I can do a cheap vacation, or cheap travel. I can do something like that. You know what I mean? Like, so I think you could do it. If you want a little bit more of a cushion, then you work an extra year or two and then you do it. Like, it's not that bad. How do you get health insurance in this period of time, though? What are we doing between 60 until you get to 65?
Well, that's a good question. I'll have to go out of pocket for that, right? I will, from my previous employer, they supplement my health coverage. So it's not going to be too expensive for me.
That's
so
good.
That'll help.
Here's what I think you should do. If you really want to do this, you really get your head on straight about this. This is what I would do. I'd probably work for 2 more years. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I think that you need to save more money in cash. And frankly, it's almost like it's less important for you to put money into your retirement account. You need some cash. Like that 60 probably has to be closer, like probably double that, And I would like it if you said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to save up for my travels. Meaning you don't have to save everything, but like if you're looking at $110,000 a year and what you spend right now, and you want to put another $20,000 or $25,000 a year in for travel, then if that's the case, then save it. And I don't really think you need to save a ton more in your pre-tax retirement, especially in your traditional retirement accounts. If you really want to do this, you're going to have to forego the longer term saving, sock away money in a non-retirement account, have it set aside, and then you don't have to dip into those accounts early, and you have fewer years to finance the healthcare. I think I really would investigate that a bit more. I think you ought to approach this next phase like it were part of your job, in that you have to price it out, you have to look it forward, you have to say, what do I need? What are the different aspects of this? What am I going to do with my house? Am I going to rent my house? Am I going to let it be empty? Am I going to have my management company deal with the rental properties? Where, I really think you should like put a game plan together, which is totally exciting. But I really think you need to build up your cash account. And I certainly wouldn't do it right now, post-COVID, because travel is nuts.
Yes.
You can't even go anywhere.
Yep, I know. Very clear. I wouldn't be doing this now, but it's in my near future, I hope.
Right. So if you're 60-ish now, like, could you do it at, what, you're 60, when's your birthday? Let's like, what
October.
Month is it?
October.
So could it be 2 years from this October?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Because then I'd be collecting Social Security at that point.
I don't know if you need to collect Social Security early. I don't think you need to collect early, and I'd rather let the benefit grow.
Oh, all right.
So in other words, you could let it grow until at least your full retirement age. You got lots of income.
I appreciate that advice. That's nice.
You don't like the other advice?
No. I appreciate all your advice. Thank you so much. I really do. I thought that I was going to have to take Social Security at 62.
No. You got plenty of income. No, that's why I want you to work for a couple more years. I think what you should be doing for the next, let's call it 2 to 3 years. So we already talked about this. You got $9,000 a month extra. I want that $9,000 to go into your cash, into your kitty, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I want you to have that. So let's think about this for a second. Like, isn't it great to imagine that if you said that for the next 2 years, 2.5 years, you could sock away another $200,000 in your account, and that's going to finance your travels? That's what I would do.
That sounds good. I like that plan.
Before you leave, you got to do all of your stuff. You got to make sure you have your, you know, I know you have an adult child, but like, you know, you have to do your estate documents.
Yeah,
you have to have medical stuff. You got to do all that stuff. You feel okay?
I do. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time and your sage advice.
Oh, that's so good. Say it over and over. I think it's very exciting, John. So Mark and I are always voyeurs. We love to hear these stories. So keep us posted. Let us know if we can help. Save some money. Let's refinance this. No claiming Social Security early. If you, like John, would like to check out the travel as like your next endeavor, let's talk. Let's talk about whether it's possible. We might make your dreams become a reality, or we might crush them. We're not sure, but maybe it's something in between. So give us a holler. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Our website is jillonmoney.com. Hit the contact button. Don't forget to subscribe to us and our sister broadcast, which is called Eye on Money. You can do that right on the website and sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Don't forget to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.